Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And she's on her phone.
Sorry. Multitasking.
And this is the Naked Relationship Podcast. Or did I already say that? Fuck it. We're going to roll with it.
Yeah.
We're going to roll with it. Just not with the tide. Because fuck Alabama. Go Tigers. Anyway, we're back after what appears to be a two-month hiatus. I think last time we tried to record our Anchor app that we use to record everything with, didn't save the podcast, and so we couldn't publish it, and we just said, fuck it, we're pissed, and just said we would record it at a later date, and
I feel like we've also gotten Sydney, our puppy, since then, too.
Yeah, we've also gotten a pup,
so Sydney. Been pretty busy.
Yes, parenthood is amazing, and we've also been traveling. Like, last weekend, we went to the Seahawks games. Go Hawks, we won that one. So,
doing a lot of stuff, a lot of grown up things.
Yeah, adulting is just such a bitch. As Sydney eats a piece of an ornament.
No!
So, I believe last time we talked, our listeners have been in the know pretty much for a little bit that we are wanting to experiment with adding other people to our life, whether that's swinging or threesomes and stuff like that. So, we decided, a lot has happened since then, and this is part one of a twofer, which will be released at a later date, which we are going to record right after this, so don't panic, we will have it for you. So Kelly and I, we were at our couples therapist, and she told us that we really need to trust what each other say to each other. And we left that appointment, and when we got in the car, I said, Kelly, I honestly think I could watch you blow a guy and be completely fine with it right now. I don't know about having sex with someone, but I really feel like I could watch you blow someone.
And I was just like a little bit in shock that he was comfortable with me doing that to another person, because like at the beginning of our relationship, he was like super jealous. Like anytime a guy looked at me, he just was like, who the fuck is that?
I was ready to kill a bitch.
He was. So I was, and I've been thinking about it too, like in the back of my mind, like the past year and a half since we started discussing like possibly incorporating other people into our sex lives. And I felt like I also reached that level where I was comfortable with blowing a guy, as Adam said, because I love sex. Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. So, he said that. I completely trusted him. Communication is key to everything.
And so, we left that conversation with the understanding that I was going to set up some sort of account for us, whether that's on various social media platforms designed, whether it's dating apps or swinging apps and stuff like that, to try to find a cock for Kelly to suck on. And
yeah, I just let him deal with all the messaging and the finding of the apps, because like it literally stresses me out to being on like getting all these alerts and messages. And like when we first signed up with everything, like there was like we were bombarded with like so many people and couples like wanting to do this and this and this, and we were like brand spanking new.
Yeah, and it was also hard because a lot of people are what I would call pick hunters, where they just want pics and to exchange pics. They don't actually want to follow through on doing anything. They just want pictures. And so there's a lot of that out there that we've learned. So that was kind of hard.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Like, I feel like it all went really fast. And like, we were trying to discuss our boundaries with each other, what we were comfortable with. And things changed every day while we were on these sites and apps and like,
I think it also changed based off of like the people we were talking to, because there was points where I got to a level where I was so comfortable with the people that we were talking to that, you know, I could have been fine with you fucking him right then and there, because they seemed nice, they seemed kind, they seemed clean and genuine and not a piece of shit or a picture hunter. And that was nice. And so after about maybe a week of searching, we meet up with this gentleman, mm-hmm. and we will call him B, because mm-hmm. that's his first initial. And
We found him on one of the apps.
Yes, we found him on Field. Field, yes, mm-hmm. which used to be Three Friend or some shit. Anyway.
Thrender?
Thrender, yeah, something I think it was like the that. Pronunciation I saw. And put your phone down, ma'am. I know. And so we meet at a bar and had a few drinks and we got, you know, even more comfortable with him. And we had a plan of attack that we were only going to have drinks with him that night and then we were going to go grab dinner and go home and play with our dog or whatever. And so, you know, I guess Kelly just got really comfortable with him over drinks.
Yeah, like he was a sweet, genuine person. I really liked his personality, honestly. And I feel like alcohol also played a role because it doesn't take much to get me drunk or to get me a little tipsy or buzzed.
Half a beer.
Honestly, that's the truth. So, we drank a little bit. We obviously didn't eat, so we sat in the car for a little bit, discussed what happened, if we were comfortable. Adam felt extremely comfortable with him because he was like, yeah, I'm ready for you to do this. And, like,
well, you're kind of getting a little ahead, but we went to eat, and we discussed it a little bit over that.
Yeah.
And then we got back to the car, and, you know, B had said, you know, if you guys are, you know, you guys can come to the house. I can show you my wine cellar, you know, and
you can just talk.
Yeah, and just talk. And it got to the point in the car where, you know, Kelly and I both agreed that, like, we were cool with both of us fucking him.
Yeah.
And kind of going from there. And it was a little strange because, like, I don't really like kissing guys. I typically don't. And Kelly didn't want to kiss him first, and that's fine. And so she's like, Adam, I want you to kiss him first. And I'm like, okay. And so, you know, we get to his house, and we start, you know, he gives us the house tour. He's not super rich, but he's not poor, and he's well off, per se. And so, mm-hmm. you know, he shows us a lot of these cool artifacts that are pretty, like, rare and cool and what have you. And so he continues the house tour, and then he shows us his wine cellar, and he tells us a story about this particular brand of wine that we're drinking. And it was pretty cool. It was one of his buddies who basically was a self-made man in terms of financially speaking. And so it was a pretty cool story. And, you know, and then conversation kind of died down, and I was like, okay, so Kelly, are you up for it? And she's like, yeah, I'm up for it. And so then I talked to B about it, and, you know, and then we just kind of...
We discussed our boundaries.
We did discuss our boundaries. That's yes. one thing that I've learned of extreme importance from Swinging Along 69. I don't know if you're listening, but your podcast is amazing, as well as the Priory Society. Sorry if I butchered that. I apologize. So shout out to you both. We discussed our boundaries, and then me and B started making out, and Kelly's just watching. She got a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just weird when your fiance is kissing some other guy. It's just weird at first, but I was okay with it.
And so then we put our wine glasses down. I took my glasses off, so because I knew we were going to go to the bedroom and play. So that's what we did. We got in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and he starts to close the door. He starts undressing, and I just start blowing him.
Yeah. And start taking off my clothes.
Yeah, and you kind of, like, stood behind him like a weird creeper for a second.
Well, I didn't know what to do because you were blowing him. I was a little bit awkward. Like, yeah. What am I supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah.
It was a little weird. I'm going to be honest.
It was pretty funny. Now it's pretty funny that you, you know. And so what did I do? I grabbed your hand.
Yeah, you grabbed my hand.
And made you help me out.
Yeah, like, he's very sweet. He didn't make sure I was left out, which is great. Loved it.
Well, like, you also told me that you were kind of, like, you didn't want anybody to see your body.
Yeah. Me and my body. It's a love-hate thing.
It's a love-love thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you all the time, you are the definition of perfection.
I know.
So we start blowing him, and then what happened? Like, because it's kind of... So much happened.
Yeah, a lot happened. Started blowing him. We got on the bed. We're like, they were going down on me. I was going down on them. Adam was fucking me from behind.
What we did first. You bent over the bed and started blowing him. Yeah. And I started fucking you from behind.
Exactly.
And I'm so excited at this point. My cock is so just like hard and like on edge the whole whatever. And so I come within like pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you're amazing pussy. And I felt bad for the guy, but at the same time, he was bi, so he was ready to eat that out of you.
Yeah.
And he was excited for that. So,
we used protection.
We did. Those are a must. Yeah. And so you were blowing him, which was like a fantasy come true for me.
Yeah.
While I was fucking you.
Yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah. I found out that, like, that's my thing. I love that. That's my fave.
That's your favorite thing, is blowing someone while getting fucked?
Yes.
Okay. And so I guess after, like, I was done coming inside of you, I think he ate you out.
Yeah.
And then I blew him, I guess, a little more. Yeah. Or, like, me and you made out or something. And then he started fucking you.
Yeah.
While you blew me.
Yeah.
Which was pretty hot.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, we just kind of, we fucked. He fucked me eventually, which was okay. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. It was whatever. And we just, I think we all fucked for like an hour and a half before we stopped. And
we were dehydrated.
Yeah,
which
damn
is
right.
Another thing. Like, make sure you hydrate before you do anything.
Yeah, because you get like pretty sweaty, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And like, you get like, your mouth is so dry that you've even told me that you weren't able to give us a good blowjob because your mouth was so dry.
Exactly.
So
hydrate.
That was our first experience. It was a lot of fun. And then, you know, we all kind of like cuddle on the bed, whatever, small talk. And I get up, use the bathroom, come back, and I just kind of start going to town on blowing him. And then you join me, and we're like sucking his cock together and also sometimes making out over it.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty hot, I think. Like, I enjoyed that. I enjoy sucking a cock with you.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy that. And so then it all starts again, and it's just all of us taking turns with Kelly, and she loved it. She calls it what do you call it?
What?
You double stuffing or something?
Double team?
Double team.
I don't know.
Yeah, you became an Oreo, a double stuffed Oreo. But
yeah.
It was pretty hot night. Towards the end of it, I was ready to go. I was like, dang, it's, you know, it is what it is. It was a great first experience, I think, because it kind of showed us that as long as everyone can be involved, it's a lot better.
Exactly. I agree.
And so we kind of left that night and we're just kind of like in shock of like, we just did that. Like, fuck yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And it was pretty hot. And then I think we came home and like fucked again. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because that was hot. I have a boner right now just thinking about it.
You're always with a boner.
Well, I'm around you, so of course I have one always. But, and so that was a Friday night. And then I think it was Sunday night. We were laying in bed. This was probably like 2 or 3. And you're chatting with someone on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like that. I like the thrill of like chatting with someone. I feel like that's exciting for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You feel like, what about it excites you?
It kind of reminds me of, like, back in college when I used to, like, chat with guys. But, like, it's okay because you're okay with it. And you could look at my messages if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay with that. We have certain things that we're not allowed to say to, like, the other person.
Like, I can't call another female gorgeous, pretty. Wait, no, I can say pretty.
Yeah.
I can't say beautiful. And as of yesterday, I can't say cute.
Yeah.
And I can't say, what else?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, we can't use kissy emojis to them. Like, and I can't call another guy cute or handsome because those are things.
No, you can call him handsome.
Or, like, I forgot.
You can't just call him cute because, like, that's how you describe me most of the time.
Yeah, like, there's certain things I can't say, which is fine because we use other descriptive words to describe what we're feeling and what we want to portray to the other person.
But anyway, you were messaging a new guy who's, we're going to call him N. And this was pretty late in the evening. It was 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you two just hit it off. And I'm dead fucking tired at this point. And because I have to be up at 8 to go to work. Yeah. And so you're like, Adam, I want to fuck this dude. I'm like, okay then. And so 4 o'clock in the morning, this dude drives 45 minutes for a booty call with my lovely, sexy, amazing fiance, who's way too good for me. And
it was exhilarating.
It was. We quickly showered, both of us. And
I put on some lingerie.
She put on some lingerie, which I ripped off of her. And and, you know, so N gets here. And we don't even grab drinks. We don't have a beer because it's like 3-4 in the morning. We all know what he's there for. And that's fine. And so we take him into the bedroom, and Kelly starts blowing him after we discuss our boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so she's blowing him, and I'm like wanking it because that's hot. And so I ask him if he's okay if I blow him, and he's like, yeah. So I pull Kelly's head off of his cock, put it on mine, and I start blowing him. And then eventually, you can go from here.
Eventually, Adam's fucking me. I'm blowing him. I feel like we 69 as well. Like, it was just,
I think you both did. I think that was the second time that you fucked.
I don't know.
You 69'd him.
I don't know. There's just a lot of, he went down on me. He's great.
Like, you put your fucking pussy all up in his face. Yeah. While he was laying on his, oh,
it's great.
That was so hot. You enjoyed yourself so much. That's what made it hot. Like, you were moaning, like, ugh, so loud and great. It was pretty hot. Like, I'm visually picturing it, like, vividly right now. And it's, as Cousin Eddie would say, it's mighty fine, Clark. You know, he fucked the shit out of you pretty good. And we learned a new thing that I like. Well, I think you like it, too, is when you're getting fucked from behind and I make you make eye contact with me.
Yes.
While you're getting fucked.
It's great.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like an ownership thing. Kind of like, not an ownership of like, I own you, but ownership of like, yeah, I'm doing that right now and I'm enjoying that. Like, I'm owning up to, like, it was great. And like, your face while you're getting fucked from behind. I just can't put into words how hot that was. And so eventually, like, I don't think he pulled out while you're on your back and just shot the biggest load that I've ever seen, personally, all over your stomach. And it was, you
glorious,
liked it.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't eat it because that's one of your boundaries that you set. And then he kind of left, and it was kind of, you enjoyed the experience, but at the same time, you were kind of like, I think we moved a little too fast with that one. It kind of made me feel a little cheap.
Yeah, it also, I felt that way too, like.
No, that's, I was quoting you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And so we agreed to meet up with N, like, one more time.
Yeah.
In the next week.
And try to do it, like, meet for drinks, which the drinks were at our apartment, so.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt a little bit more comfortable after I talked to him, got to know him a little bit better. Adam was just, like, sitting on the couch.
Okay, all right, so that brings up,
not involved in the conversation.
That brings up another point, is we were on our way back from our Seahawks game, Go Hawks, that we won, and it was, we were driving back, but we spent the morning tailgating. We got up at 5 to go tailgating with our 12s, our Seahawks fans. And the whole, like, I'm such a fan that I'm emotionally and physically involved with this team. And I was just spent. And I had to drive us home, which is fine. It's not a complaint. And I drove us home, and we're talking about, you know, hooking up with N. and he's already on his way. I'm like, babe, I'm really too tired to do this. And I did a poor job of communicating that to you. And you said, but he's already left. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. We'll do it. But when we get home, I am so tired that I really just want to go to sleep. And I'm doing a terrible job of making conversation with N while Kelly go walks Sydney, our pup. And it was it was just awkward because of me. And then
he made it super awkward. Yeah. And like, it felt like he just didn't want to be there. And I was just like, what the fuck? I was kind of upset.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I understand. And it was just, I was just too tired. And so, but you did fuck him. Mm-hmm. And you came. And
that's great.
And it was great.
And participated.
I did participate a little bit. And it was all right. So there wasn't a lot to our second threesome, or sorry, our third threesome, our second one with Nick, with N. And so it was a lot of fun overall, all these threesomes, and we've learned a lot. A lot of it was eye-opening, and so that was that. So do you have anything else you want to say on that?
No, love threesomes. Haven't yet to do one with a girl, though. I feel like that would be very interesting and fun.
Yeah. Well, you are talking to one right now.
Yeah.
So, but on our next podcast, we discuss what I enjoy even more, a full swap. So, and it's our first one, and it happened last night. So, we are going to end this episode, and all of our social media is at TNR Podcasts. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, be sure to listen, follow, and share with your friends. So, anything else you want to say, babe?
No. See you next time.
Yes, sirree, Bob.